Here's the serve. Fielded now by Pauls. Cosgrove right back to Danica. Drops it over. Played back by River Valley. And Pauls slaps it out of the gym. Going for the back row. That one took off and went. And it's a four-point set. 11-7 now. Hawks within four. Here's the serve by Josie Mahoney. Dug by Meaden. Here's Cosgrove giving it to the left side. And Tidrick gets it over. River Valley tries on hit number two. Ball at the net. Net violation called against River Valley. That'll give the Hornets a point. That'll make it 12-7. Hornets back up by five. We'll check the Filmy flip phone in just a moment here to see what's going on tonight around fall sports in Southwest Wisconsin. Timeout for the coaches. Let's see. Hornets are going to give up a point. Looks like they're going to reserve. So reserve as the officials could not agree, and Mahoney serves it. Fielded now by Meaden. Cosgrove right side shot is blocked by River Valley. One hand saved by Ewing, and it bounces off the net. The Hornets can't play the carom, and that'll make it 11-8. So that changes things a little bit on the reserve, and the Hawks are within three. Josie Mahoney will serve. Far side, the Hornets pop it to the rafters. Meaden, and now pushed over by Cosgrove. Cut off by the Hawks. Roth takes it over. Back row. Cut off by Cosgrove. Here is a nice pass there. Shot over the top by Pauls. Nice play by River Valley. Keeping it going. Stokes. Backside. It drives it to the Hornets. Ewing. Hefner. And then punched over by Pauls. Hawks will try again for the left side on a tough serve. That would hit the antenna. And it'll be a point for River Valley. Hornets on the return trip. Touch the ball on the antenna. That'll make it 11-9. And Jamie Johnson wants and gets a timeout. Well, the Hornets are pulling away. They were up 10-4. All of a sudden, it's 11-9. River Valley within two. The Hornets won the opener 25-19. High school volleyball tonight from the Southwest, WRCO and WRCO.com.
Save big during the Fall Filter Sale at Napa, Richland Center, and Boscobel now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee Tools and Heated Gear, tool, heated coats, and vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center, and Boscobel.
Napa know-how.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Blackhawks serve it out of bounds, and it makes it 12-9. The Hornets get a point and a side out, and Tidrick with a serve. River Valley with a return trip, and they got it right on the line, says the line judge. Izzy Roth and company making the play, and that makes it 12-10. River Valley hanging tough here tonight, and they will serve now. Ava McDonald is in to serve for the Blackhawks. Here's the approach and the serve, fielded by Meaden. Here's Cosgrove passing a near side. Weiss takes it over the top. Fielded now on the play by DeVinny and punched over by Myers. Here's Cosgrove for Weiss, and she slams it in. Ella Weiss gets the point, and that makes it 13-10. Back to serve will be Danica Pauls for the Hornets. Pauls with the approach. Here's the run-up and the line drive serve. That is out of bounds. It missed, and the Hawks are within two at 13-11. Taylor Hefner rotates out. Hornets Cosgrove in the middle, and it's going to bring up a serve for River Valley. Ava with a set near side, and Ewing gets it down. Perfect set. Ewing drives it in. That makes it 14-11. Richland Center by three. Rainey Walsh is in as Cosgrove rotates out. Rainey will serve for Richland Center. Here comes the line drive serve, fielded by River Valley, and Mahoney with a set. jumped over by River Valley. Down it goes. Brooklyn Stokes on the perfect setup by Josie Mahoney, and River Valley is within two at 14-12. Into the lineup for River Valley, number five, Elizabeth Gostomski, and serving is Bella Deviney, number 11. 14-12, Richland Center in the second. There's the serve. Free ball by Meaden. Slapped down by Ella Myers, who is waiting in the wings. And that makes it 14-13. So right now, the Hawks with the ball could tie the score after being down by 7 points. Here's the serve. Fielded now by Meaden. Here's a set by Walsh. Ewing takes it over. Down it goes. A net violation for the Hornets and a point for River Valley. That makes it 14-14 in the second. Serving is Bella Deviney for the Blackhawks as they attempt now to take the lead. There's the serve. Fielded now by Meaden. Walsh sets up. Ewing takes off with one and it goes out of bounds. Way past the back line and River Valley will take the lead. 15-14 the score here in the second. Serving will be Bella Deviney. Bella steps up. There's a line drive serve. Fielded now by Meaden. And there is Walsh to Myers. Gets it over. Ball right side. Driven back by River Valley. And Gostomski shot the line and missed. That's a Richland center point. 15-15. Into the lineup for the Hornets. Number 12, Lily Tidrick back in the front row. And Carly Meaden with the serve. Fielded now by River Valley. Deviney on the right side. Shot by Ruff. Blocked back by Tidrick. Pushed back by River Valley. Pushed back by Walsh. River Valley works it again to the middle and over the line. Nice hit. Kept live by the Hornets. And Huber can't get it over on hit number three. It was a really tough angle practically under the net. And she tried in desperation and could not get it back. So the Hawks get a point up on the Hornets, 16-15 in the second. Ella Myers will serve. Myers floats this one near side. Here's Pauls. Walsh sets up. Shot is up and out of bounds by Tidrick, and River Valley leads by two. 15-17. Hornets trailing here, and Roth in the front row and Myers in the back row, making a good combination for River Valley. Here comes the approach and the serve. Fielded now back row by Ewing. Here's Wall setting up Huber, who drives it over the block. Fielded by the Blackhawks. Pass to the back row and taking it over is Myers. Fielded by Ewing. There's a set by Walsh. Ewing takes it over and it's going to be a net violation on River Valley. That'll be a point for the Hornets. 17-16. They're within one. So Leigh Ewing will serve for the Hornets. And the Hawks are going to bump into one another, but keep it going. And Stokes gets it over. Fielded by Ewing. There's Walsh for Huber, who takes it over. Fielded now by Deviney. Pass to the middle, and Roth slams it over. Free ball back by Walsh. Back to the near side. Roth, in desperation, getting it over and out of bounds. And we're tied. Good volley, 17 apiece. Hornets have come back from 2 points down. Into the lineup for River Valley, number 13, Josie Mahoney. Josie in the middle. And Ewing and the Hornets try to take the lead. There's the serve. Dug by Deviney. And back to Roth. She drives it through the wall. Part of the waters. Izzy Roth gives River Valley the lead at 18-17. Timeout for the ball to be chased down. And the Hawks will serve again. A whistle for Brooklyn Stokes. Here's her serve. Fielded now by Ewing. Here's Walsh. Now popped over by Pauls. Got it back. River Valley drops it over on the hit. Down it goes by Josie Mahoney with a left hand. And the Hawks lead by two at 19-17. River Valley hanging tough and with a two-point lead. Stokes with the serve. Fielded now by Ewing. Here's Walsh back to the left side, and Pauls can't field it. It's off the net. A point for River Valley. 20-17. They lead here in the second set. Getting the ball back will be Brooklyn Stokes. Stokes and the Hawks leading by three. There's the serve. Fielded now by Ewing. Back to the right side. Tidrick softly taps it over. Mahoney, left side, punched over by Devinny. Hornets try again as they pop this one to the top. And Ewing drives it over. Back row, Stokes. Pass to the left side. Shot into the net by Devinny. And the Hornets get a point. It is 20-18. Into the lineup, Ava Cosgrove for the Hornets. And Taylor Hefner. Serving will be Ava Cosgrove, the senior setter. And here's the serve. Fielded now by River Valley. Stokes back to the far side. Roth gets it over, and Hefner trying to cut it off and can't, and that'll make it 21-18 in favor of River Valley by three here in the second. Hornets won the opener, 25-19. River Valley coming up now, up by three and within four of going out. There's a nice serve. Pauls fields it for the Hornets. Knuckled over by Tidrick. Roth passes left side. Alexis Devinny gets it over. Here's Tidrick. There's the set by Cosgrove. Shot by Pauls. Blocked by River Valley. And down it goes. Hawks playing tough of the net. 22-18. Timeout. Jamie Johnson and the Hornets. River Valley up by four here in the second. This is high school volleyball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School. A Dairyland Transportation High School sports update is coming up following the completion of set number two. Richland Center swept the first time these two teams met in September. Right now, River Valley putting a push to win game two to even things up. And here we go. Mahoney will be the server for River Valley. And number 13 puts it in play. Going to be fielded by Ewing. Cosgrove to the right side, and Pauls knuckles it over, got it down. Well played by the Hornets, 22-19. Richland Center gets the side out. Lily Tidrick will serve. Tidrick with a step up. Here's the serve. Right side, fielded there by Taft. Back to the middle, and Alexis Devinny gets it over. Fielded by the Hornets. Cosgrove right side, and nice job by Weiss. Gets it over. Right side for River Valley. They'll knuckle it over on the hit by Bella Devinny. Pass to the right side. Taylor Hefner got it through the wall. Juggled by River Valley. They'll keep it going. Mahoney gets it over. Back row, Ewing. Here's the set by Cosgrove and tapped over by Weiss. And down it goes. Ella Weiss pulls her team within two at 22-20. River Valley maintaining a two-point lead. Here's the serve by Tidrick. Fielded by the Blackhawks. Mahoney's set. Roth hits it into the net, and it's a one-point set. 22-21. Timeout, River Valley. In the second, Hawks lead it 22-21. Hornets won the opener. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
A final in soccer. Dodge Point has defeated River Valley 3-1. Darlington wins against Fenimore in the Swell Volleyball 3-1. Highland up on Belmont 1-0. Dodgeville up on Platteville 1-0. Kickapoo leading Weston 1-0. Mineral Point has swept Riverdale this evening. As we mentioned, Ithaca winning against Kickapoo in the early match in Weston. 22-21 here. Hawks leading. River Valley trying to return a Richland Center serve. They'll pile it to the back row. Tidrick. Here's Cosgrove, and Pauls takes it over, and down it goes, and we're tied at 22. Good recovery by the Hornets, who were down just moments ago, 22-18. They have scored four unanswered and now try to take the lead. Tidrick with the serve, fielded now by River Valley. Devinny passes right side Mahoney, and then knuckling it back row is Alexis Devinny. Fires it right side, drops it back in. Alexis Davini makes the play, and River Valley takes the lead. 23-22, our score. Alexis gets the kill, and River Valley with the side out. Leading by one in this tight one, Ava McDonald will serve. Ava with a serve, fielded now by Pauls. Cosgrove sets it up. Danica on the run, softly taps it over. River Valley slaps it back. Meaden, Cosgrove, Pauls on the right side, drops it in. Nice play by the Hornets, and we're even at 23 apiece with River Valley. Nice setup by Ava Cosgrove on the assist, and the Hornets now trying to take the lead. First one to score the next couple of points in a row will win it here tonight in set number two. Here's the approach by Pauls. Reballs it to the right side, River Valley. Stokes, right side, shot over the top that time by Myers, backed up by Cosgrove. Hefner back to Weiss. He'll jump it over. It's going to be played by River Valley on the left side. Davini drives it through the wall, kept live by the Hornets at the fence. It's going to be knocked down there by Davini. Trying it again is Weiss, and hits it into the net. And the Hornets will be seeing River Valley take the ball and a side out with game point. 24-23, River Valley back into the lineup for the Hornets will be Rainey Walsh. And here comes the serve for Alexis Davini. Davini drives it back row, played by Meaden. Walsh sets up, and Ewing takes it in the middle, and we're tied again. 24 apiece in this one. Oh, man, what a match. What a set, as they always are when these two teams meet. Tied at 24, Rainey Walsh will serve, but first of all, River Valley bringing in number three, Ella Hillebrand, for the back row. And here comes the approach by the Hornets. After the whistle, Rainey Walsh will serve. Near side, fielded by River Valley. There's Mahoney setting it up on the left side. Shot over, blocked that time by Weiss. Kept live by River Valley, trying it again. Down the line for Stokes. Fielded by Meaden, near side for Ewing. Down the line, shot the line, and it missed. Line judge says it missed. And the official, yeah, initially he said it was in, but it is out of bounds, and that call will stand. It is 25-24. River Valley, they've got game point again, trying to win the set and even things up here tonight. Here comes the serve by Bella Davini. Bella with a serve. Played down the back row by Pauls. Set for Weiss. Takes it over. Down it goes. And we are tied at 25. Ella Weiss gets the kill for Richland Center. Hornets have not been able to get up on a point up on River Valley here in this overtime, 25 apiece. Here is Meaden with the serve, and Hillebrand with a pass. Left side, Davini down the middle, and that is down it goes for Ella Myers, and the Hawks again have game point. 26-25, Ella Myers with the kill. Into the lineup for River Valley is Izzy Roth. The Hornets again facing River Valley, and the Hawks have game point. Here's the serve by Ella Myers. Fielded now by Pauls, set by Walsh, and Ewing down the line, drives it to the left side. River Valley getting it over and hit by Stokes. Back row, there's Meaden. Here's Walsh, near side Ewing. Ball tipped, played by River Valley, slapped down. Ewing got a block on an attempted hit there by Roth, and we're tied at 26 here in the second set. My, oh, my, this is longer than some matches sometimes, this second set. Here comes the approach and the serve by Ewing. Hillebrand fields it, fires it to Davini. She gets it back, drives it over, and that one is out of bounds. Hornets have game point in the second set for the first time, 27-26. River Valley has always had the advantage, 24-23, then 25-24. Now the Hornets get it back, 27-26, and Ewing will serve. That one fielded in the back row by Stokes. Here's the set, coming down the line with a shot, and it's Roth, played by the Hornets. Again, right side, Pauls for the win. Fielded by Hillebrand. Back to the left side, Stokes back to the middle, and the Hawks hit it into the net on the attempt by Gostowski, trying to get it over the block, and the Hornets win. Richland Center survives 28-26 in a marathon second set here tonight. Richland Center leading two sets to none, having won 25-19 and now 28-26. High school volleyball coming your Will Dog tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
It's an important night for the Richland Center Volleyball Program. It's their Digging for a Cure Cancer Night, and they're currently collecting some funds during the match. I talked to head coach Jamie Johnson about that.
Tonight is our Cancer Awareness Night. You know, a lot of teams do Pink Night. It started years ago with breast cancer awareness, but a few years ago we switched. And particularly, if you remember our awesome athletic trainer, Sharon Pansky, you know, had cancer there in a different form, and we just got talking about it, and so we've changed it to recognize how cancer impacts everyone. I know this topic hits home with me. My dad's currently going through treatments. You know, my wife had cancer. My mother-in-law has two forms of cancer. My father-in-law, my grandpa and grandma each had cancer, you know, and so it's definitely meaningful to me. And just, you know, we talked about it even last night in remembrance of Sharon. You know, and her battle, and just some of the older ones remember her, and we just want to play, you know, to our best ability tonight, and again, just bring awareness to the topic and donate money to a great cause. I mean, Walk with Grace is one of the greatest, I think, volunteer organizations around, with so much going at right to people in need and to research. So any little bit we can do, or people are coming out tonight can help with that, we'd appreciate it.
They are currently collecting funds for the cause. That was Coach Jamie Johnson, and this is Ben, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000-square-foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Welcome back. Richland Center has won two sets to none here so far. River Valley needs to win the next three to keep it going. Leading the way in the match, Soleil Ewing with five kills and Danica Falls with three for Richland Center. For River Valley, three kills for Ella Myers and two kills for Izzy Roth. And they have collected money here for the cause for Walk with Grace. Thanks to everybody who contributed. The buckets going through, the last of them being collected in the stands. And they'll get this match started again. Boy, that was a marathon set. Richland Center is up 2-0, and Danica Paul starts serving in set number three. Here it is, fielded by River Valley, and it's a tough carom. Mahoney gets it over. Fielded now by Cosgrove, left side for Ewing. Her shot blocked straight up and down by Myers. And River Valley leads by a score of 1-0. The Hawks have not started the match tonight, any of these sets, with a lead, their first time tonight. Here's the serve by the Blackhawks, fielded by Pauls. There's Wall setting it up, and that one hit the antenna. That's a point for River Valley. That makes it 2-0 here in the second. Alexis Deviney will serve for River Valley. Alexis with the approach, and there is the serve. Fielded now by Meaden. There's Wall taking it left side. Ewing for the kill. Blocked by River Valley. Kept live by the Hornets, and they'll get it over. Paul's got it over on number three. Good job, Stokes. Right side, here is Bella Deviney driving it back row. There's Meaden, Cosgrove, and then the soft tap by Ewing is blocked by the Hawks, and down it goes by Ella Myers. That makes it 3-0, River Valley. That was a good volley. And serving will be Alexis Deviney for River Valley, serving from our right to our left here in the third. Alexis with the serve, fielded now by Pauls. There's the set, shot by Ewing. They won't touch that, my goodness. Soleil Ewing gives the Hornets a point and a side out here in set number three. Hornets have won tonight 25-19 and 28-26. And here we are in the third. Rainey Walsh will serve for Richland Center. Fielded by the Blackhawks. Quick set. Here's a long shot over and out of bounds. Ella Meyer has taken the shot and missed. That makes it 3-2. Hawks had it set up well. And now Rainey will serve again for the Hornets. Good serve. Fielded by DeVinny. Mahoney sets it up right side. Taking the ball to the right side is Mahoney. I should say Stokes. And Brooklyn gets a kill. One of a diving effort by Carly Meaden. That'll make it 4-2. Into the lineup for River Valley, Elizabeth Gostomski, and serving for the Blackhawks, number 11, Bella DeVinny. 4-2 River Valley in the third. Bella's serve, fielded by Poles. Here's the set by Walsh, shot by Weiss, blocked back row Hornets. Here's the set on the left side. Ewing takes it down the line. Nice dig by DeVinny. River Valley keeps it going. Back row, Ava McDonald, shot, no, into the net from the back row. The Hornets are within one. At 4-3 here in the third. Timeout for the ball to be retrieved. Head coach Jamie Johnson, man, he's still got some wheels. Head coach isn't supposed to be reeling those down to the back wall, but he did. Here's the serve by Meaden, and it's going to be an ace. Nice play by the Hawks trying to dive in there. Good effort, but didn't get it. 4-4 the score, and the Hornets will try to take the lead. Meaden with the serve. And the Hawks point out, oh, they're going to pop it up and then collide. McDonald and DeVinny colliding in the back row, and now a lead for Richland Center, 5-4. Coming up with a serve again will be Carly Meaden. Carly gets the whistle. Here's the approach and the line drive serve, fielded by River Valley. They'll set it now for Gostomski, back row. Paul's one-hand save, Ewing, and now over for Walsh. Here's the set. Myers slams it down. Good set by DeVinny, and Ella Myers ties it up at 5. 5-5 in the third. Ella will serve. Izzy Roth is back in to the front row for River Valley. There's the serve. Fielded now by Pauls. Here's the set by Walsh. Right side. Tidrick gets it over. Fielded now by River Valley. Back to the right side. Stokes shot into the net. Hornets take the lead at 6-5. Thursday night, high school soccer. Richland Center hosts Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca. We'll have the call on the radio. Ewing with the serve. Fielded now by DeVinny. There's the set. Now to Roth. Drives it over. Good dig by Ewing. Now passed by Pauls. And Huber drives the back row. Great hit. Gets it inbounds for a Hornet point. 7-5. Maddie Huber in the front row. And hit one, a ball that had eyes. So serving again will be Ewing. Hornets by 2. Here's the ball fielded by River Valley. They'll pass it to the right side, and Roth drives it over. Kept live by Tidrick. Punched back and now over by Huber. Here is DeVinny to DeVinny, and a lift called on the Hawks. So Hornets go up by 3 at 8-5. Both teams with homecomings behind them. I think coaches look forward to the days after homecoming sometimes. Here's the serve. DeVinny makes the play, and Roth takes a hit for River Valley. Fielded back row by Pauls. There's Walsh passing to Pauls, and she gets it over. Here's the set by River Valley, right side, taking it over Gostomski. Diving dig Meaden. Again, there's Walsh. Pauls drives it over. River Valley will try again on the right side. Stokes takes the hit. Nice play back row there by Ewing. There's the set. Punched over and down by Lily Tidrick. And the Hornets go up by a score of 9-5. Lily and Tidrick with the kill. River Valley with a timeout. Hornets up 2-0, and they lead by 4 in the third at 9-5. Here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair in Hillpoint is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit arnesonrepair.com. Keep farming with Arnesons.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli-fresh pizzas. kitchen fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14, on Richland Center's west side.
The volley is underway, and Roth on the return trip on the set by Deviney and can't get it over. That makes it a five-point lead for the Hornets, 10-5. Ewing will serve here in the third. Line drive serve, and River Valley gets a dig on it and somehow gets a play on it, driven over by Stokes, and the Hawks will juggle this one. Can't play the carom off the net, and it's a point for Richland Center. Bella Deviney did a great job keeping that last one alive and giving River Valley a chance, but couldn't get it back over. Josie Mahoney is in the front row for River Valley, and here's the serve for Ewing. Fielded now by the right side play of Deviney. Back to Roth. Her shot blocked by Huber, and down it goes. Hornets now leading by a score of 12-5. Maddie Huber has had more moments tonight. Ewing with the serve, and this is going to be played back row by Tafts. Here's the set. Coming down the line with a drive is Stokes. Hornets field it. There's Rainey Wall, shot by Poles. Down it goes. Hornets feeling it now, 13-5. Danica Poles with her first kill of the third set. Serving for Richland Center again, senior Sola Ewing. And there's a nice ace all the way to the floor. That makes it 14-5 in favor of Richland Center on a roll here in the third. Ewing will serve this one in the back row, fielded by Myers. Set by Mahoney. Tough one, driving it over. Nice hit there by Stokes. And here's Huber. Back to Ewing for the back row. Pops this one out of bounds. The Hornets miss the back line, and River Valley turns the tide with a side out. They will serve. Brooklyn Stokes will take the ball. Hornets in serve-receive mode, leading 14-6 in the third. There's the serve. Cut off by Huber. Walsh back to Maddie. She'll drive it. Back line, Bella Deviney. Pass by Mahoney. Stokes takes it over. Fielded by Ewing. Ball at the net and punched over by Walsh. Punched back to River Valley. Now to Richland Center. Paul's right side takes a shot out of bounds. And that's a second point in a row for River Valley. It is 14-7 in the third. Blackhawks, Brooklyn Stokes will serve. Stokes with a line drive, fielded now by Meaden. Set by Walsh. Down it goes. Danica Pauls with a nice hit. And that makes it 15-7. Pauls with a kill. Returning to the Richland Center lineup, Taylor Hefner. Serving will be Ava Cosgrove. Ava with the dribble. Here comes the approach. And the serve. Cut off now by Stokes. Pass to the right side. Deviney drives it over. Good hit by Alexis. Meaden, left side, driving it down is Hidrick. Hidrick on the hit. And the pass by Cosgrove. And the Hornets go up by 9 at 16-7. Hornets spreading out the offense a little bit in this one. Here's Cosgrove's serve. Cut off by Mahoney. Hawks can't play it, and down it goes. She cut it off, didn't get a lot of elevation on the stop, and the Hornets go up by 10 at 17-7. Cosgrove with the approach with a left-hand serve, fires it left side. Fielded by Myers. Ball back to Stokes. Dropping it over is Deviney. Hornets keep it off, and it's going to be Meaden getting it back. What a save by the Hornets. Hawks try again. Stokes drives it back row. Here's the set. Left side for Pauls. Going with the left hand. Drops it over. Dropped it over the attempted block of Izzy Roth, and the Hornets go up by 11 at 18-7 here in the third. Ava Cosgrove to serve for Richland Center. Drives it left side. Mahoney free balls it over, slapped down by Pauls, who is waiting at the net. And that makes it 19-7. River Valley uses a timeout trying to stop the Hornets' forward progress. High school volleyball coming your way tonight on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future.
Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
We welcome you back after a long volley here. Looks like a net violation on the Hornets, and River Valley gets the side out. 19-8 in the third. Josie Mahoney will serve. The Hornets are in serve-receive mode. Carly Meaden, who is a captain, is going over to talk with the captain, and I should say going over to talk with the officials. So, some scores on the Filney flip phone as we have the opportunity. Kickapoo has swept Weston tonight. Also, Highland and Belmont tied at 1. Moroqua leading GET 3-0. Darlington 3-1 over Fenimore. Earlier we told you Ithaca had defeated Kickapoo. We did get that final. Dodge Point defeats River Valley in boys soccer. The serve by River Valley after the long timeout. They are reserving. And the Hornets, Meaden gets it over on hit number 3. Mahoney sets it up. Shot by Roth is long and out of bounds. And the Hornets get a point. That makes it 20-8. Hornets have won the first 2. And they're up in the third, 20-8. Lily Tidrick. Here's a set by Mahoney. Right side, there's Taft driving it over. Fielded now by Pauls. There's the set, shot over the top, and Mahoney diving dig makes a nice play. Ewing, Cosgrove, Pauls again, blocked by River Valley, kept live by River Valley, and over by Weiss, and down it goes. Weiss and Roth were just pinballing that one back and forth, and Ella Weiss gets the point, 21-8 here in the third. Serving for Richland Center, Lily Tidrick. Here's the ball dug near side by Bellinavini. Mahoney gives it back to Braylon Taps, who gets it over. Hornets try with the pass by Cosgrove. Shot down by Pauls. Hornets getting into a rhythm now, 22-8. Again, playing without Chloe Darling, who was injured in the warm-ups, but kind of getting in sync now with setters. And Ava Cosgrove has set quite a bit this year. Rainey Walsh setting more than maybe some nights on the, at least in the dual season. Into the game now is Tatum Razek, a Hornet junior. It is 22-8. Here's the serve, the set by River Valley. Going to Roth, her shot blocked by the Hornets. Back it goes to River Valley. Roth tries again, takes it down the line, and got it in. Big hit, that makes it 22-9. On the hit by Izzy Roth. Her first kill here in the third. Ava McDonald is in to serve for River Valley. Taylor Hefner is in for Richland Center as Lily Tidrick rotates out. 22-9, Richland Center leading. Here's the serve. Fielded now by Razek. Ball from Cosgrove to Weiss, who drives it over. Got it in. Beautiful hit by Ella Weiss. 23-9. And a ball that just fit right in the L in the back row behind the River Valley back row. Pauls will be in to serve. Ewing returns for Razek. And Hawks in serve receive mode. Danica Pauls with a serve. That one goes long out of bounds. 23-10. Hornets leading in this one. Taylor Hefner rotates out. Rainey Walsh is in for Richland Center. And Alexis Davini is in for River Valley as Paige Stafford rotates out. And Davini will serve for the Blackhawks here in the third. 23-10, Richland Center. There's the serve. Dug now by Pauls. Ball is on the net and unable to play the carom. It's going to drop down on the floor, and the Hawks score 2 in a row. 23-11. You're just joining us. It was a marathon in that second set. Richland Center surviving 28-26. But all Richland Center this one. And there is a serve for a net serve and the point for Richland Center, and they have game point. 24-11, Richland Center The server is Rainey Walsh. Here's the serve, fielded by the Hawks. There's a set and dumped over by Myers. Kept live by Ewing, gets it back, and she'll try the kill. Down the line it goes, played now by Devinny. Set right side, shot by Stokes, into the net, and the Hawks win. 25-11, the final. For the second time this year, Richland Center has swept River Valley in high school volleyball. The Gelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show is next. You're listening to high school sports coverage on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Gelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Gelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. The Hornets win in three. Your Duncan Rewards turning point. Well, that was the win in set number two. That really turned the tide. River Valley had game point in that one. Let's see. They had it. There's one. There's two. There's three. They had it three times and did not get over the top. And Richland Center comes back to win it 28-26 in that marathon set. And that is a turning point, the Hornets surviving in set number two. Had River Valley won that, well, obviously we'd still be playing because we'd be going to a fourth set. But had River Valley won that, they had a lot of momentum going for them. Who knows in how it would have went in set number three. But certainly it's a match tonight that belongs to the Hornets. It's been all Richland Center as they win it 25-19, 28-26, and 25-11. We'll be back with more Dunkin' Rewards. You can stop by Richland Center and find your rewards at Dunkin' Donuts. High school sports coming your way tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages, number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Wagner Auto Service is proud to be your hometown family-owned towing business. If it needs a tow, they can handle it no matter the size. You always receive professional 24-hour towing with reasonable rates from Wagner Auto Service. They do it all at Wagner Auto Body with qualified mechanics and auto body work as well. Remember, Wagner Towing and Auto is available 24/7. If you need it hauled, rely on the service you can trust from Wagner Auto. Call 647-3443.
Looking for great deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer on state and local municipal surplus. They offer daily auctions with a wide variety of items, including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com now before you miss today's auctions. Don't forget to like Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Happy bidding!
Roof! What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof!
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof!
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof!
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
WRCO. Tonight, Richland Center wins in three sets in the third, 25-11, the final score. They were led by Ella Weiss and Maddie Huber, who each had two kills, an ace for Soleil Ewing and a kill as well, as Richland Center built a sizable lead, and they win it by a sizable margin, by 14. Two kills for Ella Myers and one for Izzy Roth, and Brooklyn Stokes had a kill in there as well for River Valley in set number three. So lots of stats in this one, but a really good even attack by Richland Center as they win the first one by 6, the second one by 2, and the third one by 14 to take the sweep. Right now in conference play, Dodgeville is leading Platteville 2-0. However, Platteville is leading in the third set, 16-15. So if Dodgeville would win, that would hand Platteville its second loss, and they would be tied with Richland Center in the Southwest Conference League. So that's what the Hornets are hoping for. They're one game back right now, improving to 6-2. That would mean Platteville, if Platteville would lose tonight, would drop even with Richland Center. Dodgeville has three losses. They would improve to 5-3. It's a tight race in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference this year, as it always seems to be. More on the Phil Knee flip phone tonight, looking at some scores. Sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless tonight here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Kickapoo with the win against Weston, 3-0. And Ithaca gets the win against Kickapoo in the early set tonight. The Bulldogs are playing a second set against Lafarge. We don't have a score on that one yet. Viroqua sweeps GET. Also, Darlington over Fenimore tonight, 3-1. Mineral Point sweeping Riverdale, 3-0. And also in soccer, Dodge Point 3-1 over River Valley. You're listening to High School Action here on WRCO Radio. Our matchup tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 is sponsored by our good folks, the WRCO Radio Sports Boosters, and we'll be back with a final word on the post-match show tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hello, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. Did you know that most addictions start in adolescence? Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25, so it's important to be there for them and support their health. Wisconsin Social Host Law is in place to protect our young people. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairn State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you feel.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Cornerstone Service is proud to be a gold certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing consistency, excellence, and value. Nationwide, there are 18,000 Napa Auto Care Centers, with only a small portion that meets the rigorous gold level criteria. This guarantees the team at Cornerstone offers a premier auto repair experience with two ASC certified master technicians and a limited 36,000 mile, 36 month piece of my warranty on parts and labor. Drive with confidence. Choose Cornerstone Service, Richland Center.
Thanks to our sponsors of high school sports on WRCO Radio. A great night for Richland Center, winning 3-0 over River Valley. Their next opponent will be Lancaster, and the final opponent will be Prairie du Chien. None will be easy in the conference, but the Hornets, again, trying to hold their ground and hold on for the possibility of at least a co-conference title here this year. River Valley falling, and they'll be playing against two of the toughest, Dodgeville and Platteville, on down the stretch. But I wouldn't count River Valley out in either one of those matches as this conference has gone. River Valley playing tight with those teams and tough with them this year. In fact, River Valley winning against Dodgeville 3-1 back on September 19th. That would certainly help the Hornets' cause if somebody else would knock off one of those teams as well, and the Hornets' quest for being near the top of the conference. We'll get you some more scores. Tim Thede working on that. Looks like Platteville has won the third set tonight, so Dodgeville is up 2-1 on Platteville going to the fourth set tonight in a match happening in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Some excitement earlier. Richland Center winning by sweep in the JV1 match. River Valley winning 2-1 in the JV2 match, including 26-24 on the third and final set. Here in the varsity action, 25-19, 28-26, and 25-11. Richland Center gets the win over River Valley by sweep. We'll be on the air with high school soccer for our next local sporting event coming up on Thursday night. That'll be an early start, 5 o'clock start time on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com as the Hornets play host to Prairie du Chien, River Ridge Seneca. Tonight's match engineered by Tim Thede, and this is Phil Nee saying good night. Thanks for joining us for high school sports on WRCO, FM 100.9, and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
She's still
taste of your kiss soaked in wine.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. For those evacuating Florida ahead of Hurricane Milton, highways are jammed and so are airports.